The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, Lord. The crowds asked John the Baptist, "What should we do?" He said to them in reply, "Whoever has two cloaks should share with the person who has none, and whoever has food should do likewise." Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they said to him, "Teacher, what should we do?" He answered them, "Stop collecting more than what is prescribed." Soldiers also asked him, "And what is it that we should do?" He told them, "Do not practice extortion. Do not falsely accuse anyone, and be satisfied with your wages." Now the people were filled with expectation, and all were asking in their hearts whether John might be the Christ. John answered them all, saying, "I am baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I is coming. I am not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Exhorting them in many other ways, he preached good news to the people. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I remember when I was a teenager and part of my growing years was to appreciate music or rock band or whatever they call it then. And one of the things that kind of influenced me was when the rock band comes out with long hair. Oh, you know. If I knew I would be bald, I would have enjoyed more time with long hair. But the thing is, when you admire something or somebody or a group, what do you do? You kind of connect yourself with the group, a music band or a music artist, and then get excited if they have a concert. Even now, the oldies here, when some other groups would come, they would wear t-shirts, you know, try to even look like the band or the group or the individual that they admire. And because they're coming, the ones that they admire most, they're excited. And please remember, whatever excitement you have towards somebody, please remember that is the feeling that we must have for Christ. Okay? If you don't have that feeling, the excitement welcoming Christ, then there's something wrong. Because it means that the relationship with Jesus is not as real as your relationship with your music band or idol or even a product. I see people spending overnight trying to wait to be the first one to get the iPhone 8 or the iPhone 10 or whatever. Somehow in their minds they have built this relationship with something. And they would spend time and effort just to get that thing, an ordinary phone. And yet when you ask them, "Do you pray? Do you have a relationship with God? Do you have time for God?" One of the things that I ask my SAC prep students, I have 38 students in my class, in sacramental preparation of 42, they say. is that, do you have time? When you want to know something like a game, any game, what do? You spend time. You spend time learning the game, understanding the game, gaining more points, more experience. And then when I ask them, did you have time to pray? Most of them did not. I said, then why are we here in the classroom? Why are we here studying about God if you don't have even time to pray? Even if it, what's the use? You learn about God, but you don't want to know God, or you don't want to spend time with God by prayer. So it's sad, because here again, we're concentrating on December 25th, while in reality, it should be every day. Maybe that's why in my case, I really don't get excited decorating the house, the rectory, because it doesn't change the reality in my life that every day for me is waiting for Christ. Do you understand? Huh? You don't have to have this special, all of a sudden, all these decorations about Christ, about His birth, and yet you forget about every day, about your everyday relationship with Jesus. That's the problem. You set a certain date, and then the rest of the 300-something days, you don't really have this intense desire to be with Jesus. It's like when I ask people, do you want to go to heaven? And when they say yes, do you want to die now? No. How can you go to heaven if you don't even die? See, that's the problem. You want to go to heaven, but you don't want to die. But you know you cannot die because what? Either you're not prepared, or you are so attached to the world that we live in, you cannot let go, you really don't want to be with God. See, that's the thing. To rejoice is to want to be with God. So the question is, how about you? I can only convince you to rejoice. But to actually rejoice, it is up to you. Do I really want to be with Jesus? Do I really want to be with God? And the reason why I want to be with God, because of my intense love for Him. I don't want to be with God if I don't love Him. Especially when you go to God, when we are in heaven, it is what? Forever. To be in heaven is forever, and forever is a long time. And if right now your love for God is not perfect, you and I will not go to heaven right now. If we are going to die right now. I'm telling you right now, none of us here will go to heaven, because God will not force us to be with Him in heaven forever if our love for God right now is not perfect. Because if He brings us to heaven with an imperfect love for God, what will happen? What do you think will happen? Look at husband and wife, parents and children. If their love never grew, never changed for the better, what happens? They don't want to see each other. See? Any kind of relationship, if it's not being perfected or changing for the better, then the next thing will either you want, if it doesn't grow, you want to get out of it. Same thing with people. Of course, they keep blaming the priest, the church, the community, why they stop believing in God. Sorry. Excuses, excuses, excuses.
No? People stop going to church not because of, I don't let these excuses anymore. You decide, do I want to believe in God? Do I want to love God? Do I want to intensify my relationship with God? Then the church, the sacraments, these things are needed to grow. But if you see, I didn't want to go to church anymore because there are so many snobs in the church. The priest is boring. For whatever reason, I stopped going to church. Sorry, that's not my problem. Because you decide, I don't want to grow in my love for Jesus. Let's face it, I know that because I myself experienced that. I didn't want to go to church, but instead of blaming myself, telling myself that I am not willing to love God more, I used the excuse of not liking the priest or being too busy or whatever. I decided at that time when I was young that God wasn't worth my time. God wasn't worth my effort, even though I knew about Him, but I did not want to be with Him because I was so busy about worldly things. So my dear friends, I had to grow, I had to change, I had to decide to want to love God more because I realized that He is truly worth it. That is why even though I wanted to get married, even though I wanted to have family, I wanted to have money, just any normal being, human being, I wanted to party, I wanted to get drunk, whatever, I decided that God is worth more than anything or anybody else. I am a witness and telling you that God, Christ, is worth more than anything else. And that is why I became a priest so that I can eventually, hopefully, tell God, Lord, you are really worth everything. I have left everything for you. Not because I hate everybody, but I want to show to God that I love Him more. How about you? What have you done with your faith, with your love for Jesus, the gospel? What did it say? If you have two cloaks, share the other. And then he told about the Pharisees, the soldiers, do not abuse. Do not be happy with your wages. Live simply. And of course, most of all, talks about Jesus being simple and humble. So where are we now with regards to you? I know where I am. That's why I became a priest, because I wanted to make sure that I, as a religious, I have to continue growing and changing. How about you? Are you now going through the motion again of celebrating Christmas again, decorating again, buying gifts again, spending so much money about these things, but not going to confession, not praying? What do you think? It is now your choice, just like my choice, to intensify and spend more time with Jesus in prayer. Is that a bad choice? What do you think? Just like I told you a while ago, to know a game, to learn a game, to understand a game, you spend time. When you meet or you want to be with your idol, with your music band, you want to look like them, spend money on them, spend time with them. I think we should all agree between a phone, a music band, an actor or an actress that you idolize, and Christ, I believe we all agree that we should spend more time with Jesus, because that is what he simply asks us every day, just like he asked Peter. Peter, do you love me? What do you think will your answer be? And you know, God knows really what is in our hearts. So again, I'm telling you, rejoice, because he is worth more than anything and everything, and his love for us has always been constant, real, and intense. I hope and pray yours also will be.